So hello all and welcome, and it is I, the Realist Philosopher. And in this video, I would like to talk about one of the newer wannabe red pill, wannabe based grifters on YouTube now. And it's this guy calls himself the Red Leg Piper. Now this guy is, I've talked to him, I've exchanged some messages. He's a lefty, okay? Dyed-in-the-wool lefty, libtard, liberal. He believes in concepts like hate speech, okay? He believes in things like socially constructed male and female behavior. And in this video, you're going to find he contradicts himself quite a bit, showing an extreme lack of self-awareness, which isn't too indicative of a very based individual. I've looked at his channel, it's quite new. And this is the guy that became semi-popular. He had a video that went semi-viral. The one talking about hard work is a waste of time. The nihilist video, the nihilistic video where he's talking about how essentially hard work, don't even bother, waste of time. So absurdity. This video is like, I think, his second one. Men are suffering in silence. Yeah, so this is some funny stuff. I'm going to show what a fake, what a fraud, what a phony this guy is. So let's jump right into it, shall we?
We are living in some crazy, weird times lately, and the month of June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And because of that, I want to kind of give you guys a little bit of encouragement out there for you men. I don't want you to suffer in silence.
I would agree. Don't suffer in silence. We do suffer in silence too much. Although my answer would be go out and start, actually complaining, actually coming together instead of being the atomized individuals that we men are, constantly competing against each other, when we should follow the women's example and come together like they do under the umbrella of the sisterhood and working together in some form of collective to get the laws changed. His solution is hardly based or conservative or right-wing. I love, by the way, he's got the camo hat, the shirt. He's drinking out of a army, issue, canteen. Trying to look as based as possible. When's he gonna pull out the pipe, I wonder? Start puffing away on that. I want to propagate the Sherlock Holmes deep thinker trope. Where's my pipe?
We're told as men from an early age to bottle up our emotions.
Are we? I was never told that. My father was a 20-plus year veteran of the Marine Corps. Man, man. Man's man. Nobody ever told me that. That's a trope. That's bullshit. That's nonsense. That's a myth. That's a lie. That's a straw man made up on the left to push feminine behavior on men, okay? Oh, no, you're doing something bad for you. You've got all of these unexpressed emotions that you need to be expressing just like the woman. It's good to be more feminine, to embrace more feminine traits, because feminine, masculine, those are just social constructs anyway, and it's better to embrace these feminine traits and express yourself more. Self-expression is good, because men and women, they're just like interchangeable widgets. They're like a blank whiteboard, any behavior that's different between them, it's not biological, it's socially constructed. Though, that's where this kind of nonsensical talk comes from. But he's going to contradict himself in a second.
Bottle up our feelings
Not true.
and don't say anything. Don't say a word to anybody. Don't come out with what you're feeling.
Only with women. I don't know what he's talking about, but the only time that this is pushed is about women. The only time you hear don't say this, don't say that, the only time that you're told to shut up and be quiet is when you try to disagree with a woman. So Don't know what he's talking about. Perfectly acceptable to disagree with other men, unless, of course, they're pushing the usual lefty nonsense. Then you also have to, you know, shut up.
And I think that's a very dangerous thing, because I think us men are wired.
It's a total straw man. But first of all, men are not told to bottle up their emotions, unless it comes to women. And you're right, that is dangerous. Look at what's happened to the world. But he's speaking generally, and he's wrong. No. We're told to shut up. We're told to be quiet. We're told to keep our mouths shut when it comes to being critical of the woman. And we're told to be more feminine as well, which is exactly what he's telling us to do here. As he says that, oh, well, you know, we need to, men are told to do this and do that, or not do this, not do that, and it's dangerous for them to bottle up these emotions that they should be expressing. That's a feminine mindset. So you're telling men to be more feminine, right? Right, 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 right? Oh, there is no differential between men and women? Really? Feminine and masculine are just constructs? That's what you're implying when you say that men need to be more emotional or express their emotions more. But aren't men just naturally like that? So here he's going to contradict himself. Contradictions? Oh, plenty.
Differently than women. You know, women are more emotional. Guys, we, you know, the way we express our feelings and our emotions is we go do something. You know, we do something with...
Wait, but didn't you just say that we need to be expressing ourselves more, that we're taught to bottle our emotions up, implying that if we weren't taught to do these things, we would be more expressive, we would be more emotional, we would be more communicative about how we feel, and the implication being that that's a good thing, and if we don't do those things, it's dangerous. But now you're saying men and women are different, and the fact that men are like this isn't because of social constructivism, but instead it's just how we're wired. You just contradicted yourself. You just contradicted your whole prior argument, you moron!
Our hands, we go out and build something, or you know, we go out and do a sport, or you know, just build something, something to, you know, hit a punching bag, or you know, lift some weights, or do some exercise. Like, that's how.
Well, we can tell you ain't done no exercise in a long time, pal. You are one pudgy SOB. You ain't hit nothing in a long time. You ain't lifted nothing in a long time. Look at you. Come up, pal. Don't advocate for what you yourself do not do.
Men release stress and anxiety.
Stress is not a real thing. It's a made-up term to get people into shrinks offices, okay? It's called life. It's just life. This guy's based my aching ass.
Instead of talking, but...
Instead of... Did you just say that it's dangerous that men are taught to not talk? And now you're saying it's natural for them not to talk about their emotions because that's how they're wired. But you just before said that it's not natural, that it's a socially constructed behavior. Make up your mind. Why is anybody watching this moron? He's an idiot.
The world and toxic masculinity wants us to say, just keep your mouth shut.
What? What are you talking about? The world and toxic masculinity wants us to keep our mouths shut. But didn't you just say that how men express emotion, their feelings, is to go out and act on those emotions and feelings?
Don't talk about things that are bothering you. Nobody wants to hear that. And
I think he just realized he contradicted himself, so now he's shifting the argument, shifting the goalposts.
I think that's a lie that us men need to really kind of disregard and not listen to those voices.
What lie are you talking about? The one you just told where you contradicted yourself and said that it was a social construction, and now you were saying it was biological, and now you're shifting the argument to, oh, well, we're told to be quiet and shut up about... toxic masculinity, which is telling us something. Toxic masculinity isn't telling us anything. Toxic masculinity is an ideological talking point created by man-hating feminists, as if there was any other kind. It's a concept that it doesn't exist in reality. There's no such thing as toxic masculinity. I think there's toxic behavior that can come from any and all people, but the idea of toxic masculinity pushes the idea that masculinity itself is toxic. At its very foundational levels, and that's absurd. Of course, also, if you push that idea, you believe in social constructivism, like this guy. It shows you that he's a libtard.
Because it can get you in a bad place, man.
This is very common, by the way. There's a lot of libtardos out there that are trying to shift to be more right-wing and conservative and base, because the conservatives are the ones that have the money. The conservatives are the ones that donate the most. The conservatives are the most charitable. That's where the money is. That's where the business is. Okay, so craven, opportunistic capitalists like this guy. There's nothing wrong with being a capitalist, but there is something wrong with being a fake, a fraud, a phrony, a grifter. Totally, completely disingenuous, like this guy pretended to be something you're not, or trying to be something they are not, just to make some cashola. And he's obviously very quickly seeing, you know, where the money is, and he's trying to portray himself as a base conservative type individual, but he's not doing a very good job. You can't hide your true colors, my friend, especially when you're as bad an actor as you are.
It's gotten me in a bad place many, many, many times.
And so lacking in intelligence as well.
Of just bottling things up, and, you know.
Didn't you just say that's how men, that men are not biologically, deterministically evolved to express through words, but actions instead? So it's not bottling up. That's just how we are. There's no bottling because we don't express ourselves in the same way as women. You said so yourself. So there's no bottling up because we don't express ourselves in that way. Bottling up would be not going out and expressing ourselves in the way that you said men express emotion, which is through action. So make up your freaking mind, you idiot. Either we are feminine, the female, we express ourselves the way women do, which you just said, men and women are different and we express ourselves differently. But now you're saying that men need to be expressing themselves in a more feminist, female manner, even though that's not how we express ourselves. What?
Kind of isolating myself away from the people that I love and that love me. And all that's doing when we're suffering in silence is that we're hurting not just ourselves, but hurting those around us.
Okay, what do you mean? So by the way, this guy has been on antidepressants for 10 years. So not so based and not so well, mentally speaking. You don't generally take advice about mental health from somebody whose mental health is highly dubious, to say the least, who needs to take tons of drugs to not feel depressed. And depression is not a real thing either. Okay? Depression is a very new phenomenon, and it comes from having too much freaking time on your hands. Get some of those hobbies that require you to be active, which is what you said is the way that men express their feelings, their emotions. Maybe if you'd done that, you pudgy SOB, you wouldn't need antidepressants.
I don't think that it's talked about enough. It's taboo, you know what I mean? And, you know, in a culture, in a society that wants to just, you know, downplay men and their issues and really just kind of, you know, lift up, you know, women, which is great. I have no problem with lifting up women. I think it's great.
What are you talking about? So, but it's at the expense of men, you moron. You should have a problem with that. Why are women being lifted up? What do you mean? You're saying that women were below men, that this is a feminist talking point. So he says he's got no problem with women being lifted up over men. Are you stupid? That's the problem, you moron. You just said what the problem is. You don't even realize that you said what the problem is. Women being empowered and enfranchised while men are disenfranchised. That's the problem. They're not put on an equal playing field. Women are given more privileges, more rights, more protections under the law, the benefit of the doubt, believe all women, quotas, affirmative action, hiring. In like 147 of America's 150 biggest cities, they make more than men when they're under the age of 30. Meaning before they've decided by their own choice to have children. And yet you think that's a good thing. Even though that's the actual problem that you think you're addressing, but you're not actually addressing it. I guess he appeals to low IQ mouth breathers.
great. But if, you know, it'd be naive to not say, you know, looking in our society and our culture about how men,
society's not real.
Men are put down more than ever before, and men are looked down upon more than
looked down upon by who? Women and simps like you, who have been elevated because of their female worship, and women because they've been elevated because they're easier to manipulate and control through their emotions. Meanwhile, if you empower men, well, they can take care of themselves. So no, we don't want to empower them. Highly individualistic. They'll form families. They'll start businesses. They'll accrue wealth. So they don't need the government. They don't need centralized authority. They don't need the powers that be to survive. So we're going to empower women because they really can't survive on their own. They do need men. They do need outside help to survive. So, you know, we're going to cater to them, and we're going to empower them because they're easier to control. And you think that's a good thing?
Never before. And I think that there's a toxic side of toxic masculinity that wants to sit there and say
a toxic side. So you, now you're saying there's not a toxic side. So there's a side to toxic masculinity that is correct and not toxic. So he believes in toxic masculinity. I told you he's a liberal. He's trying to essentially pull himself off as a war-based conservative individual because he puts on some camo, drinks from a military canteen, and smokes a pipe. He's memorized some talking points and some, you know, useless platitudes. I see.
Shut your mouth. You know, don't worry about it. Suck it up and drive on. When I was in the military, especially in combat, your feelings had to be put aside.
Really? You were in combat in the military, huh? Yeah. Were you? You were seen, you were in combat, huh? Really? Looking at you, pal. I don't know. I'm listening to you. Generally, people who have seen actual war and combat are a little more based than this guy. They don't tend to hold these liberal sensibilities into their 40s. What branch of the military were you in? What was your job in the military? I don't know. I got my doubts, although he could have been in, you know, some kind of reserve role. Yeah, who knows? We don't really know what this guy's job was in the military. There are plenty of jobs in the military where you could say, see, combat, yeah, you were in the kitchen in the, while the real soldiers were off, you know, actually fighting the enemy to, and we don't know what role this guy had. He could say he was in combat, and technically that might have been true, but very likely in some kind of support role. Was this guy infantry? Don't know. I honestly don't know. I have my doubts. I have my questions. I can't say for sure. I'll take his word for it. My personal speculations and doubts based upon his political views and the ideas that he holds and his overall pudgy nature aside, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, in the military, maybe the army, who knows? Definitely not the special forces. Okay, so what? That means very little. What is that supposed to do? Is that supposed to give you some kind of authority on what? I mean, it'll give you authority on the job, yeah, in the military. Otherwise, what do I care?
You know what I mean? When the bullets are flying, I mean, obviously that's a different situation for many people. But even on the job, at a work, you know, you're focused on the task. You can't worry about the feelings.
Bullets fly. I whenever I hear somebody in the military talk, they don't talk like this. Somebody who'd been in the military, they don't talk in this kind of cavalier manner and using the terms when the bullets are flying. Usually those kind of words come from people who are, you know, essentially play acting. They're pretending to have been in the military. They're cosplaying. And they're just coming up with terms they think somebody in the military would use.
And everything in your emotions have to come second, especially in the medical field. I was also, you know, in the medical field as a volunteer firefighter and a EMT for a while. And my emotions and stuff had to be put on the side to get the job done. However, there has to be a healthy way to decompress and to share our feelings, our thoughts, our emotions, our problems, our struggles as men, and be able to...
It's called going to the bar and having a drink with your buddies. It's called going to a bar and having a drink with your buddies. The problems these days, many of them can be solved by just dudes getting together with other dudes in a bar, having a beer, and chatting with one another. A lot of the problem has to do with isolation thanks to computers, social media, instant messaging, all the electronic forms of communication that tend to isolate people. So generally speaking, men just need to get a buddy. It's really not complicated.
To talk about these things, we should not have to suffer in silence.
So the silence that you're talking about and that I'm talking about are very different. The reason men are suffering is due to Marxism, cultural Marxism, gender Marxism in the form of feminism, and men are being relegated to a role of second-class citizens where they're not valued for being men, where they're not valued for their contributions. And in fact, they're actively, not only are they not valued, they're actively disrespected and put down. I mean, they're not even just, I mean, they're ignored, sure, okay, and not treated with consideration, which is a problem right there, but they're given disrespect that they haven't earned. Just like respect is earned, so is disrespect. And men have not earned disrespect, they have earned respect, and they get the exact opposite. And that's why men are suffering in silence. They're, what they contribute, what they bring to the table, the value that they possess, none of that is valued, even by other men. And so, yeah, they're suffering. Because what they have to contribute is not valued, and because what they have to contribute is not valued, women who they would usually get with in the West and have families with and thereby bring meaning to their lives, well, those women are not seeing the value because they're taught to view men in a negative manner. And unless that man has all of these sundry of qualities that are arbitrary and mostly materialistic in nature, I'm no good to get with him, so they got women chasing the top 5-10% of dudes thanks to these negative views of men and also because of social media and online dating apps that give women this illusion of choice, which leads them to be childless and barren well into their 30s. And then by the time they figure out that, hey, all those Chads and Tyrones that were hitting it and quitting it were doing that because guess what? They could. Thanks to me constantly chasing them and other women constantly chasing the top 5 or 10% because we could, thanks to all that social media and those dating apps. Well, now I can't have kids, so I want to settle down with a simp because, you know, that's all that's left. You know, these guys that I ignored when I was in my 20s and that I don't want now because, you know, I've been alpha widowed. I've been with the top 5, the top 1% of dudes, and I think that's what I deserve, but I can't get that. So I settle for this pathetic lump. At least that's the way I see him, because I've been taught not to value what value he possesses, what he brings to the table. And now I'm miserable, I'm upset, I'm not happy, I'm discontent. I think I settled for this guy. So 10 years down the line, I get bored, I divorce him. I leave him living in a shoebox because he's paying me so much in child support and alimony, and I took half his stuff and I'm living in his house now. And he blows his brains out, or even if he survives, he's sucking down antidepressants like this guy. So that's the problem, my friend.
No matter what our culture and our society says, I think far too often we're told
a culture and society that are fed their talking points, that are fed this narrative by the powers that be through academia, through the media, through social media, from the government, from people like you who are libtards. They're the ones that disseminate this stuff, useful idiots like yourself.
In a feminist society
that you were propagating without knowing it.
That we need to shut our mouths. And I think that's a very dangerous thing to do.
Here it is with the pipe! I called it! I want you to think I'm highly intelligent and deep. I'm going to smoke a pipe because Sherlock Holmes smoked a pipe. And all the intelligent people, they puff away at a pipe. It makes them look more thoughtful. It plays into the trope of the deep intellectual thinker. Oh, my! Puff away, buddy! Yeah. doesn't make you any smarter, but makes you look that way to dummies.
I think it's a very dangerous thing to do.
Dangerous? That's very dangerous! You still haven't told us why.
Suicide rate, the statistics come out that the vast majority of people, 80% of people that commit suicide...
are men.
Are men.
Yeah.
80%.
Oh, so you think it's because not enough men are going to therapy. Is that what you're saying? I don't think he knows what he's saying. This is just a lot of is's, but he's not giving us a lot of oughts. So he's giving us a lot of descriptors, but not very many prescriptors. And even the prescriptors he gives, he contradicts them. Well, I think that men are socially constructed to shut their mouths, and that's dangerous why they kill themselves. But at the same time, he says, I think men are biologically determined, evolutionarily speaking, to express themselves through action, not words. Those are two contradictory views. Have you studied your Aristotle? Three laws of logic? Obviously not!
Commit suicide.
What am I on? Oh, yeah, puff away some more, pal. Yeah, yeah. Fraud, phony, fake. Love the tattoos.
Why is that?
Buddy.
Why are those statistics so high?
I told you why.
Think it's
I just told you why. Let's see why he thinks.
Because we are told to shut up and suffer in silence. That speaking out is weakness. Speaking out of our problems, speaking out of our frustrations, our emotions, is a sign of weakness. Because...
Nope. Wrong. That's not true. Men are not taught that speaking out. Where is he getting this? These are all lefty talking points, okay? And it's a total, complete straw man. Men are not taught this. I was never taught this. I don't remember ever hearing this from friends in school, from other people my age, other boys, men my age, my father, grandfather. I never heard this. I'm quite a bit older than this guy. What is he talking about? This is a lefty talking point, right? And the reason this talking point exists is to, okay, you are being fed a socially constructed narrative, ideology, viewpoint, way of existing in the world. So that justifies introducing a counter narrative to counter that damaging narrative. So we got to introduce a healthy, positive way of expressing yourself because we have introduced the lie that men are taught not to. Even though he just said that's not how men express themselves biologically, that they're biologically determined via evolution to not express themselves via words. He's all over the place.
Women don't want to see a man cry. Well, that's a lie.
No, that's not a lie. So, lefty, libtard. What are you talking about? Dude, have you ever been with a woman? This guy claims to be married with kids. I want to see his family. Okay? If he's married, he's with a ball-busting, liberal, lefty, feminist woman. Okay? This guy is not some right-wing, church-going dude. Okay, this guy is not some kind of Christian or any kind of right wing anything. I guarantee you, his wife did not vote for Trump, okay? I'm pretty sure if she voted at all. Oh, same probably goes for this guy.
Because if you're with a woman that doesn't want to see you cry, depending on what it is, there's some crying. If you're just crying over spilled milk and this and that, you're always... emotional in that regard. I think most women probably don't, they want a stronger man. However,
all this is academic for this guy. The way he's speaking, all of it isn't from personal experience. He's not couching things in a way where he's referencing his own life with his supposed wife. He is talking in the theoretical. Yeah. And he's wrong. By the way, women do not want to see a dude cry. They do not want to see weakness in a man. He didn't know what he's talking about when it comes to women either.
Crying for the right things, if you're emotionally drained, if you're physically drained, if you're hurt, if you're hurting, if you're in pain, if you've had loss or some kind of traumatic event, yes, it's 100% perfectly fine for a man to cry or get emotional.
Pal, I recently spent a month in the hospital. I was in such pain I wanted to cut my own leg off. I didn't cry. What the hell are you talking about? Not because I thought, why can't you cry? It's not natural for me. I'm in my masculine, baby. I am me. Masculine male. And it's not some front. It's not some kind of social construction. It's not some kind of idea, construct, concept that I'm trying to live out or live up to. That's just who I am. Never occurred to me even. It didn't come because it's not that I was thinking, oh, I got to repress this. That's what he's saying. What he's saying is that men want to be emotional. They want to talk more and express themselves. But they don't because they're taught not to, while at the same time saying that's not how men express themselves. Men and women are different, which is him saying that women express themselves through words, through talking about their emotions, while men express themselves through actions. And then in the next breath, he's saying, well, this is how men should express themselves the same way that women do. Even though they're different, apparently not. He thinks they're interchangeable widgets. They're interchangeable widgets. All the differences are just social constructions. And the feminine way of expressing oneself is the ideal. So men should be doing this too. Basically what he's saying is that women are better than men. That's exactly what he's saying without actually realizing that's what he's saying. He is idealizing and pedestalizing the feminine traits while essentially downplaying and degradizing the masculine ones. Listen to what he said. Well, there's aspects of toxic masculinity that are bad. He believes in the idea of toxic masculinity. So he is a simp. This guy is a beta male blue pill simp.
We need to speak out.
Oh, yeah, yes. Puff some more on the pipe to try and look more authoritative and intelligent and deep. Pathetic. What a loser.
We're told to shut our mouths and don't worry.
Didn't you say that already?
Because it's a sign of weakness.
And that's a lie.
When you get emotional.
More lefty talking points.
We're human.
Never heard that in my life.
And it's, like I said, it is the month of June is Mental Health Awareness Month for men. And I'm here to tell you and encourage you that if you're struggling, if you're a man out there and you're struggling with depression, anxiety.
I'm your advocate. I've been on antidepressants for a decade.
Or just frustration, anger, bitterness, you know, just whatever. Don't bottle it up. Don't.
Men don't bottle emotions. That's you just said that's not how we are. Men are less emotional. And we express ourselves differently.
Suffer in silence. Because it's so easy to just become a statistic. And you hurt other people.
More platitudes. It's easy to become a statistic. Do you have any original thoughts of your own? Everything he's saying is just an ideological lefty talking point with some smatterings of conservative platitudes. This guy has no original thoughts of his own at all.
When you become a statistic. It's not just yourself that you're hurting.
Don't become a statistic. It's not just yourself that you're hurting. Empty platitudes.
It's everyone else you leave behind.
Oh, more platitudes!
I've been through my own battles mentally, through combat, through growing up without a father.
What combat have you seen, pudgy man? Get the hell out of here. This guy's seen no combat. I'm telling you, this guy has seen zero combat. Trust me.
In a broken home.
Oh, boo-boo.
Yeah.
100%. I'm a damaged man. I grew up in harsh circumstances. I've been shaped and forged by suffering. So I'm the guy to come to. The guy on antidepressants for a decade. Yeah, not too resilient, pal.
I get it. We all deal with the same things. We have more in common than we think.
Another platitude.
So what the world says that men should do, and I don't...
What world is he talking? This is just more straw man. What?
I think that we should just acknowledge this as just a one-month thing, and the month of June is Mental Health Awareness Month for men.
Let me tell you something about this idea of mental health. First of all, psychology is a scam, my friend, okay? Psychology, by and large, is nothing more than a social, deconstructive, constructivist scam. All right? It's a grift. It's a social control designed to push whatever normal, whatever narrative the powers that be want, whatever they want to normalize and whatever they want to denormalize, they do that through mental health, psychology, and psychologists, right? That's why if you go to a psychologist, by and large, they're women. And by and large, they're going to support the woman if there's a woman involved. They're going to spout feminist talking points. They're going to babble nonsense like you are, where they are pedestalizing the feminine and demonizing the masculine, and they believe in all of the popular tropes and talking points that the left believes in. They're just a constructed argument from authority grift to push, to normalize the things that are postmodern, deconstructive, destructive to the traditional in nature, and push the message.
And I think it should be an every month thing. That, you know, we should come together as men.
Men should be worried. We should be worried about our mental health. We should be more feminine and express ourselves the same way that the feminine, that the females do. We should do it monthly. Yeah. And this guy's not a libtard? Walks like a duck, talks like a duck, quacks like a duck. I don't know.
And be able to talk about issues and talk about, you know, things that are really truly impacting us as men in our lives. And
yeah, because men, we want to talk about our feelings all the time. I don't. Talking about? What are you talking about? I think your problem is that you act too much like a woman. It's probably why you need all those antidepressants. Try acting more like men act, and you might actually not need all of those drugs, my friend. You also might need that pipe. You might not need that pipe and that nicotine, which, by the way, as a stimulant, doesn't seem to be helping your intellect too much.
Not feel ashamed and not feel guilty, and not feel like we need to just bottle everything up because we're afraid to speak out of what other people may think.
What is he talking about? I've never heard this. What are you talking about? That is not a message spread to men. Again, that is a false message spread by the left, spread by government, academia, the media, to then justify introducing a counter, more healthy narrative. So it's a demonization of how men are. It's essentially a false framing saying that men are this way, not because they are this way, but because they've been taught to be this way, even though you said yourself, this is how men are, and then you contradicted yourself and said, no, that's how they've been taught to be. So you're automatically a moron and you lack self-awareness. but it's a false messaging, a false framing created to then justify the actual social construction, which is this BS narrative that you're spreading right now as the controlled opposition shill that you are.
I encourage you and I implore you men out there, reach out, speak out, find somebody that you can trust. That is damn hard. I get it. It is so hard.
Isn't that what I just said? Find a buddy, have a friend. He's talking about these things like they're tangential and not as important. That's important. Find somebody you can talk with, you can share your feelings with. It's called another man, and you sit down and you drink a beer and you have a chit-chat. That's it. That's all we need. Women are very simple. We don't need a shrink. Like woman. Because we're different, remember? As you said yourself and then contradicted yourself. You moron.
To find a friend anymore. It's so hard to find somebody you can trust. You're lucky.
So as he peddles his BS propaganda, he then throws the little tiny tidbits of truth. And this is what liars and propagandists do, because they want you to essentially see them as more authoritative and knowledgeable and more valid, and to take what they say as truth and listen to them. They'll speak mostly lies, and then they'll throw in some tidbits of truth to try and make the lies sound more believable.
If you find one or two people in your lifetime that you can truly trust. I'm talking about the friend that is going to sit there and get you angry for a moment because they're telling you the truth, because they love you. And they,
like I'm telling you. Do you love me? I don't think so. Practice what you preach, Piper boy.
Care about you. That they're willing to tell you the truth and not just agree, just to make you happy.
Yeah. Like everyone in your life seems to have done because you're so fragile. Which has to be the case for you to hold these self-contradicting views, you moron.
I don't know, man. Just felt like that. I put that on my heart today to give a little bit of word of encouragement to not suffer.
Drink from that canteen again, right? trying to reinforce the fact that just some kind of base guy goes, I was a soldier! Which I have my doubts, but anyway.
Silence. We tend to do it quite often. I know I do.
By the way, soldier and active combat role. Very, very different. Support roles in the military, there's a huge difference between those and frontline combat infantry roles. Just look at the women in the military. They are not in combat roles, and this guy was not either.
Regardless of what our culture says and our society says that men need to do.
Which you said they don't do is how they actually are, but now you're contradicting yourself about the 12th time.
And what our culture says masculinity is, it's not true masculinity, my friend.
Well, you believe in the idea of toxic masculinity, so I don't think you know what it means to be a man, that's for sure. 10 years on antidepressants, that says it all. Horrible tattoos, by the way. Jesus.
Reach out. Reach out to me. Or
why would we want to reach out to you? Oh, because you want to you want to prop yourself up as some kind of authority figure that people should listen to. YouTube sure wants people to listen to this guy, which that ought to tell you all you need to know right there.
Reach out to a friend, somebody.
If this guy was saying anything that was actually true, that addressed the actual underlying problems, the things he's talking about are symptomatic, they are not underlying or root causes, they would be shadow banning the hell out of this guy.
That you can trust and speak on these hard issues that we're going.
What issues? You named a few things, but you just spoke to them as is. You just spoke of descriptors. You didn't give any real prescriptions. I just pointed out the obvious. I named some statistics and said they was bad. Yeah, those are also symptoms, not the actual problem.
Through as men in our culture. Because I promise you that there's somebody in your life right now that really loves you and appreciates you and then wants you around for a long time.
More empty platitudes. This guy doesn't say anything original.
Till the next video, guys. Have a good one. Cheers.
Yeah. We see the peace sign, because this guy's a hippie. This guy's a libtard. Hippy-dippy moron trying to present himself as some kind of based arbiter of truth. The male Lauren Southern. So anyway, there you go. So let me know what you think of this guy. Is he really based? Is he really right-wing? Is he really a trad-con conservative dude? Or is he, as I just said, the female Lauren Southern, a libtard, a male feminist, a man so lacking in self-awareness that he actually thinks he is what he is attempting to portray himself as. Let me know what you think in the comment section. Please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. And please consider making a donation to my GoFundMe. I recently suffered a very bad accident, spent a long time in the hospital, nearly died, had septic shock, a heart attack, was in a coma. My health ain't so good. So if you consider making a donation, I would greatly appreciate it. You'll find my GoFundMe link in the description. Go check it out to find out more about what I actually suffered as compared to this guy's faux suffering. And make a donation if you could. I'd really appreciate it. Anyhow, I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.